I too want to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Minä ka tahaksin teitä tervehtiä oma isäntä Jeesus Kristuksen nimen.
And bring you greetings from Christians in many parts of the world.
Ja tuon teille tervehtiä maailma paljudes osades elävätel kristlastel.
Especially from Great Britain, where we have been preaching now for the last 3 months.
Aga eritti Englismaalt, kus mä kõnelisin viimased 3 kuud.
And many of them knew that we were coming here, and they sent their greetings to you.
Ja paljud, kui nad said teada, et me tuleme siia, saatsid teile tervitsi.
And I appreciate the invitation that we've had to be in this church, because I heard many times about this church as being the largest church in all of Estonia.
Küll ma olen tänulik ka selle võimaluse eest olla selles ühes suuremas baptisti kirikus kogu Eestis.
And it's the first time it's ever been my privilege to be in Estonia.
Ja see on ka minu esimene visiit Eestisse.
I've heard about you.
Ma olen kuulnud teist.
And we have prayed for you.
Me oleme palunud teie eest.
And we love you in Christ.
Ja meie armastame teid Jeesuses Kristuses.
And tonight is a historic moment for me.
See õht on ajalooline minu elus.
Because it's the first time that my son and I have participated together in a service.
See on esimest korda, kus mina ja minu poeg osalevad ühel Jumala teenistusel.
We had 3 girls first.
Meil oli kõigepealt peres 3 tütart.
And we wondered if we would ever have a boy.
Ja me tundsime juba muret, et meil kunagi ei saa olema poega.
And when the fourth one was announced as a boy, I said, hallelujah!
Ja kui teatati, et neljas on poeks, ma ütlesin, hallelujah!
And we prayed for him.
Me oleme palunud tema eest.
And now God is using him, and we thank God for him.
Ja meie täname, et Jumal täna teda on kasutanud.
We have another son.
Meil on ka teine poeg.
The fifth child became a boy.
Ja ka viies laps oli poeg.
He's still at the university.
Ta õpib praegu ülikoolis.
And I was at my son's ordination when he was ordained to the ministry.
Ma olin oma poja ordineerimise juures, kui ta pühendus Jumala tööle.
But this is the first time we have participated in a regular service together.
Aga see on esimest korda, kus me tavalisel Jumala teenistusel oleme koos.
So this will be a historic moment for us.
See on ajalooline moment meile.
I have another relative here.
Mul on ka teine sugulane siin.
You would not recognize him.
Te võib-olla ei tea seda.
He's covered with earphones.
Ta on kõrvaklappides.
And he's involved in the television.
Ja ta on televisioonitehnikaga ametis.
And he married my youngest daughter, so he's my son-in-law.
Tema on siis minu noorema tütre abikasa mees.
Ted Dinert is his name.
Ted Dinert on tema nimi.
And so I greet him also.
Ja ma tervitan teda samuti.
Because he's so busy taking pictures that I have very little time to be with him.
Sellepärast on kogu aeg olnud ametis piltide tegemisega ja ma ei ole teda näinudki peaaegu.
Now tonight I want you to turn with me to the 14th of John again.
Tänasele õhtul ma tahaksin teile lugeda Jumala sõna taas 14. peatükist Johannese.
The first 6 verses.
Esimesed 6 salmi.
Jesus is speaking.
Ja Jeesus räägib täna õhtul.
He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. But Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Teie süda ärgu ehmugu, uskuge Jumalasse ja uskuge minusse. Minu isamajas on palju eluasemeid. Kui see nii ei oleks, kas ma oleksin teile ütelnud, ma lähen teile aset valmistama. Ja kui ma olen läinud ja teile aseme valmistanud, tulen ma jälle tagasi ja võtan teid enese juure, et teiegi oleksite, kus mina olen. Ja kuhu mina lähen, seda teete teate. Toomas ütleb temale, Issand, meie ei tea, kuhu sa lähed. Kuidas võime teada teed? Jeesus ütleb temale, mina olen tee, mina olen tõde ja ükski ei saa isa juurde muidu kui minu kaudu. Aamen.
I want to speak to you tonight on hope for the future.
Ma tahaksin täna kõnelda teile lootusrikast tulevikust.
In England a few days ago I saw a demonstration of young people. They were carrying signs all around.
Mõni päev tagasi Inglismaal ma nägin noorte inimeste demonstratsiooni.
I've now forgotten what they were demonstrating for.
Ma ei teanud, mille vastu nad demonstreerisid või mida nad näitsid.
But I remember one of them had on a shirt and he had a sign on the back that said, no future.
Aga mulle jäi meelde üks noor, kelle särgi seljale oli kirjutatud niisugused sõnad, ei mingit tulevikku.
I think he was trying to say that we may all be destroyed by an atomic bomb.
Ma mõtlesin seda, et ta tahab ütelda, meie kõik saame kord hukka aatompommi läbi.
But there's a great deal of discouragement and pessimism in the world today.
Ja meie peame ütlema, et maailm on pessimismist haaratud täna päeval.
I heard about a man in England that was going to commit suicide.
Ma tean ühest mehest Inglismaal, kes oli sooritamas enesetappu.
He was very depressed and very discouraged in his life.
Ta oli oma elust väga pettunud depressioonis.
So he climbed up on a bridge and he was going to jump in the river and commit suicide.
Ja nii ta läks üles sillale, et hüppata sealt alla.
A policeman saw him and said, don't do that, don't do that.
Politsei nägi seda, ütles, ära seda tee, ära seda tee.
He said, I'll come up and talk to you.
Ja politsei ütles, oota, ma tulen üles ja räägin sinule.
So the policeman went up to talk to him.
Ja politsei tuligi üles.
And when he did, they talked for about 2 hours.
Ja kui nad seal 2 tundi olid kõnelnud
about the world,
maailma asjadest,
and they both jumped in,
siis nad hüppasid mõlemad alla.
And that's the way many people are today.
Ja selliselt on paljud inimesed täna
päeval. We are discouraged and we are depressed because of the happenings in our world.
Me oleme julguse kaotanud ja oleme ebamäärases olukorras selle kohta, mis on maailmas tekkinud.
I picked up one newspaper, just one newspaper, a few days ago in England, and here are some of the stories that when that one paper.
Ma võtsin kätte ühe ainukese ajalehe Inglismaal ja siin on lood, mis selles lehes ilmusid.
One had a headline on the precipice of an all-out war.
Ja ühe selle pealkiri oli suure sõja kuristikoeran.
A second article said, pushing toward a nuclear showdown.
Me oleme minemas nukleaarse katastroofini.
Another article said, disaster of catastrophic proportions.
Kolmas kõlas, katastroofilised proportsioonid suurest hädast.
Another article said, people scared.
Neljas ütles, inimesed on haavatud.
Another article said, pressures on young people.
Ja järgmine ütles, noored inimesed on rõhutud.
Another article said, may not live a normal life.
Järgmine ütles, ei ole võimalik elada normaalset elu.
There was a woman written about in America some time ago.
Ühest naisest kirjutati kord Amerikas.
She was very rich, she had everything.
Ta oli väga rikas ja tal oli palju vara.
She was called by the newspapers and the magazines a very beautiful, glamorous woman.
Ja teda oli paljudes ajalehtides reklaamitud kui kaunist nais.
But she said, I'm so sad inside.
Ja ta ütles, ma olen nii haavatud oma hinges.
I'm miserable and lonely.
Ma olen üksinda.
Why?
Miks?
Mr. Mitterrand, the president of France, said the other day, ours is a tragic world. Everything is a struggle.
Prantsuse president Mitterrand ütles kord, meie elame traagilises maailmas. Kõik on üksteise vastu.
In the 21st chapter of Luke, Jesus said, there'll come a time when upon the earth there will be distress of nations with perplexity.
Luuka evangeeliumi 21. peatükis ja 25. salmis Jeesus ütles, ja maa peal on rahutused ja aastus ja nõutu olek.
That word means pressure. There'll be a time of great pressure in the world.
See tähendab suurt survet meile selles maailmas.
Pressure in our lives.
Survet meie elus.
Pressure in our families.
Survet meie perekondadele.
And the next word means no way out.
Ja järgmine sõna ütleb, ei mingit välja pääsu.
The world cannot find a way out of its problems.
Maailm ei leia välja pääsu oma probleemidest.
We have the most brilliant minds meeting, but they cannot find a way.
Meil on miljonid mõistlike inimesi, aga nad ei leia teed välja.
But Jesus said, I'm the way.
Aga Jeesus ütleb, mina olen tee.
I'm the way out.
Mina olen tee välja.
I can give peace and joy and rest and comfort to your hearts.
Mina võin anda teile rahu ja rõõmu ja kõike, mida vajatame igapäevaselt.
I can give you hope for the future.
Ma annan teile tõotuse tulevikuks.
Now many of you here are like, I suppose, people in any other part of the world. You have your own personal problems.
Ma usun, et siin maailma jaos on samuti inimesed, kellel on oma isiklikud probleemid.
In America, we have many people that turn to alcohol.
Ja paljud inimesed Ameerikas on pöördunud abi saama alkoholist.
They want to escape.
Nad tahavad peituda.
And then there are some people that have bad health.
On palju inimesi, kellel on halb tervis.
And many people have family problems.
Ja mõnedel on perekonna probleemid.
And perhaps your goals in life have not been achieved.
Aga kuigi me elame kuldse elu keskel, aga see on raske.
You have an unfulfilled longing in your life.
Meil on palju täitumatu soove.
I was at a great university in America not long ago.
Mõni aeg tagasi ma olin ühes suures Ameerika ülikoolis.
And I asked the president or the head of that university, what was the greatest need at the university among the students?
Ma küsisin selle ülikooli rektorilt, mis on teie ülikooli suurim probleem.
He thought a minute.
Ja ta ütles paljusi.
He said they're empty and they're searching for something to commit themselves to.
Siin on inimesed, kes otsivad midagi, kelle hinges on tühjus.
And many of young people are that way today.
Ja paljud noored inimesed on sellel teel tänapäeval.
Now there are four times that Jesus said, be of good cheer or be of good courage.
Jeesus on ütlenud neli korda, olge julged.
And that's the four things I want to leave with you tonight.
Ja need neli korda ma tahaksin teiega täna õhtul jagada.
Be of good cheer.
Ole julge.
Four times Jesus used it.
Jeesus ütlenud neli korda seda.
Let's look at those four places.
Ja vaatame nende neli asja peale.
First was in the ninth chapter of Matthew.
Esimest korda oli see Matteuse evangeeliumi 9. peatükis.
There were some men that had brought a paralytic to Jesus. He's
seal
paralyzed.
Üks halvatu, kes oli toodud Jeesuse juurde.
And this is a serious and terrible thing to be paralyzed all your life.
See on raske olukord olla halvatud oma elus.
They'd heard that Jesus had healed other people, so they brought this man.
Nad olid kuulnud, et Jeesus tervendas teisi inimesi ja nõid temagi siia.
I imagine they brought him on a stretcher and probably four men were carrying him.
Tõenäoliselt nad tõid teda kanderaamil ja neli meest teda kandsid.
And in meeting some of the clergy since I've been here in Tallinn, I've found out that churches are beginning to work together.
Tallinnas ma olen kohtunud mitmete Jumala riigi töölistega ja olen aru saanud, et kogudused hakkavad arendama koostööd.
And I found that true throughout the world.
Ja ma ütlen, et see on kogu maailma hea nähtus.
Perhaps the pressure of world conditions are bringing us closer together.
Sellepärast, et maailma surve toob meid enam lähedale üksteisele.
And so we could think of the Orthodox, the Baptist, the Lutheran, the Methodist bringing this man.
Ja nii me võime ütleda, et õigeusu kirik ja baptistid ja metodistid luterlased toovad selle inimese siia.
And they lay him down in front of Jesus.
Ja nad toovad ja panevad tema Jeesuse jalge ette.
But Jesus saw that he had a deeper need.
Aga Jeesus nägi, et tema vajadus oli sügavam.
What could be a greater need than being healed from paralysis?
Mis on veel suurem vajadus kui halvatuses terveks saada?
Sin.
But
Jesus saw his heart.
Jeesus nägi selle mehe südamesse.
He saw that he had broken the laws of God and he was under the judgment of God.
Ta nägi, et see inimene oli purustatud südamega ja Jumala kohtule sattunud.
Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone.
Jeesus ütles, et inimene ei ela mitte üksnes leivast.
Jesus said a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things he possesses.
Inimese elu rikkus ei seisne nendes asjades, mida ta omab.
My wife and I were on a small island many years ago.
Mõned aastat tagasi olin oma abikaasaga ühel väiksel saarel.
We were invited at the home of a very rich man.
Me olime kutsutud ühe rikkamehe koju.
And he was 75 years of age.
Ta oli 75-aastane.
And he entertained us for lunch, but he cried the whole time.
Ta oli kutsunud meid lõunale.
He said, I'm miserable.
Ja ta ütles, mul on raske elu.
I have money enough to buy anything I want to buy.
Mul on palju raha, aga mul ei ole selle rahast midagi osta.
But he said, I'm dissatisfied with life and I'm so miserable that I just cry all the time.
Ma olen nii rahuldamatu ja ma otsin kui karjuks välja praegu teie ees.
We talked to him about Jesus.
Me rääkisime temale Jeesusest.
We had prayer with him.
Me palusime temaga koos.
And then we went down from the hill where he lived in his beautiful big home.
Ja siis me tulime sealt tema mäe otsas olevast majast alla.
We met another man that was 75 years of age also.
Ja seal all me kohtasime ühte teist meest, kes oli ka 75 aastat vana.
He was the pastor of a very small Baptist church.
See oli ühe väga väikese baptisti koguduse pastor.
His name was, I can still remember, his name was Helwig.
Ja kui ma õigesti mäletan, siis tema nimi oli Helwin.
And he took care of two invalid sisters, two sisters that were sick.
Ja tema hoole all oli kaks invaliidistunud õde.
He only received a few ruples a week.
Ja ta sai õige vähe raha nädalas.
Hardly enough to live on.
Väga raskelt elas.
But he was jumping around and dancing and clapping his hands and he said, I'm the happiest man on this island.
Aga seal ma nägin, kuidas ta plaksutas oma käsi ja ütles, ma olen rõõmsam mees kogu selle saaren.
And I said to my wife,
ja ma ütlesin oma naisele,
who's the rich man?
Kes see rikas mees on?
The man with the big house and the big boat and all the other things?
Kas see, kellel on uhke majamäe otsas ja kellel on uhke laev?
Or the man that had no money but he had Christ in his heart?
Või see, kellel on vähe raha, aga tal on Kristus südames?
That man was the rich man.
See viimane oli rikas mees.
The Bible teaches us where our problems came from.
Viibel õpetab, kust meie probleemid tulevad.
God created man and put him in a beautiful paradise.
Jumal lõi inimesi ja pani teda kauni paradiis aed elama.
And God gave to man a gift, the gift of freedom of choice.
Ja Jumal kinkis inimesele ühe anni ja see oli valiku anni.
In his moral choices.
Oma moraalsete kohustuste osas.
And God said that you can have everything here that you desire except one tree of fruit you cannot touch.
Jumal ütles, teie peralt on kõik, mida te näete, välja arvatud üks puu, mida te ei tohi puutuda.
If you eat of that tree, you're going to suffer and die.
Kui te sellest puust sööte, siis te lähete kannatustes.
God was testing man.
Jumal katsetas inimest.
And man broke the law of God.
Ja mees rikkus Jumala seadust.
He said, we can build our world without God. We don't need God.
Ta ütles seda, et me võime oma maailma ehitada üles ilma Jumalata.
And so man sinned.
Ja nii inimene patustas.
And God said, if you sin, you're going to die.
Ja Jumal ütles, kui sa patustad, siis sa sured.
And man has been dying ever since.
Ja inimesed on surnud nendes patustus.
His first son killed his own brother.
Esimene inimlaps, poeg, kes oli sündinud, tappis oma venna.
Jealousy and murder entered the paradise.
Mõrvad alates paradisist.
Sin is a disease.
Pats on puudujääk.
It goes from generation to generation.
Ja see läheb edasi ühest generatsioonist teise.
And it comes down to you and me.
Ja see tuleb alla ka meieni välja.
And the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Ja Piibel ütleb, kõik on pattu teinud ja Jumal aust ilma.
Billy Graham is a sinner.
Billy Graham on pattune.
You are a sinner.
Te olete pattused.
We have broken God's law.
Me oleme rikkunud Jumala seadust.
We're under the judgment of God.
Me oleme Jumala kohtu all.
What can we do?
Aga mida me võime teha?
Well, you say, why doesn't God just forgive everybody and start all over?
Mida me ikka võime teha? Vaatame.
He almost did that with Noah.
Ta tahab teile teada anda.
But he could not destroy Noah because Noah was a righteous man.
Ta andis seda Noale teada. Ja sest Noah oli õige mees tema silmis.
So he saved Noah and his family and started the human race over again.
Ta päästis Noah ja tema pere ja püüdis alustada uuesti inimrassiga.
But sin was still in the heart of man.
Aga ikka ja ikka inimese südames.
So man has been suffering and dying ever since.
Inimene kannatas ja suri oma pattudes.
All the wars of history have started because of sin in the human heart.
Kogu maailma ajalugu on seotud inimkonna pattudega.
The atomic bomb didn't build itself. It's not going to explode itself. If it ever happens, it's going to be a man that does it.
Kui midagi juhtub, siis mees on, inimene on selle põhjuseks.
Or maybe a woman.
Võib-olla nainega.
But man, I mean men and women.
Aga inimene, ma mõtlen selle all meest ja
naist. We've all sinned.
Me oleme mõlemad patustunud.
And so now it's become very urgent for the whole world to find a way out of our problems and our dilemma.
Ja nüüd on saanud see väga suureks probleemiks, kuidas leida teed välja sellest olukorrast.
And Jesus said, I'm the way.
Ja Jeesus ütles, mina olen tee.
And I'm the truth and I'm the life.
Ja mina olen tõde ja mina olen elu.
I was born and reared on a farm in the southern part of America.
Ma olen sündinud ja üles kasvanud ühes farmis lõunapoolsetes osariikides.
When I was a boy, I had to milk cows.
Kui ma olin väike poiss, ma lüpsin lehmi.
And sometimes at night I still wake up and dream that I'm milking a cow.
Ja isegi öösel mõnikord ma nägin unes, kuidas ma lehma lüpsan.
And I remember those days very vividly.
Ma mäletan neid päevi väga selgelt.
And I remember that when I gave my life to Jesus.
Ja ma mäletan seda päeva, kui ma andsin oma elu Jeesusele.
I was about 16 or 17 years of age.
Ma olin siis 16 või 17 aastane.
I had rebelled against going to church. I didn't want to go to church.
Ma olin Jumalale pidevalt vastu seisnud, ma ei tahtnud minna kirikusse.
I said, when I get 21 years of age, I'm going to leave home so my parents won't make me go to church anymore.
Ma mõtlesin seda, kui ma saan 21 aastaseks, siis minu vanemad ei tohi mind enam sundida kirikusse minna.
But then Jesus came in my heart.
Aga Jeesus tuli minu ellu siis.
And he changed me.
Ja ta muutis mind.
And I began to love Jesus.
Ja ma hakkasin teda armastama.
Then I had to face intellectual problems that I'd never thought about before.
Ja siis mul tekkisid intellektuaalse probleemid, mida mul ennem ei olnud.
Jesus said, and this was the verse of scripture that bothered me.
Ja Jumala sõna salm julgustas mind.
He said, I'm the truth.
Jeesus ütles, ma olen tõde.
I'm the embodiment of all truth.
Mina sisaldas endas kogu tõde.
Scientific truth.
Teaduslik tõde.
Philosophical truth.
Filosoofia tõde.
Psychological truth.
Psühholoogiline tõde.
Religious truth.
Usuline tõde.
I am the truth.
Mina olen tõde.
I'm the way.
Mina olen tee.
I'm the life.
Mina olen elu.
No man can even get to heaven without me.
Ükski inimene ei päri taevariiki ilma minuta.
I said, how can that be?
Ja ma mõtlesin enesest, kuidas see võib olla nii.
And then I thought to myself.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin selliselt.
He must be a liar.
Ta peab olema elav.
And the biggest liar that ever lived.
Ja suurim, kes kunagi on elanud.
Or he must be an egomaniac. He was off in his head.
Või on ta keegi väga paha maniak.
Or he is who he claimed to be.
Või on ta just see, keda ta on tõotunud, mida ta on tõotunud enesest.
Which was he?
Kes ta on?
I had to decide.
Ma lahendasin seda küsimust.
I decided by faith that he was who he claimed to be.
Ma lahendasin seda oma usu läbi nendesse tõotustesse, mida on ütelnud.
The Son of God.
Jumala poeg.
I am the way, the truth and the life.
Mina olen tee, tõde ja elu.
And when I settled that,
ja kui ma seda tundsin,
I've never had a doubt.
Ma ei läinud kunagi ennast välja.
I don't understand all about the Bible.
Ma ei saanud kõigest aru, mida Piibel ütleb.
I don't understand all about Jesus.
Ma ei saanud kõigest aru Jeesusest.
I don't know how he could die 2,000 years ago and it affects me today and my sins can be forgiven. It's too amazing to me.
Mul oli see väga arusaamatu imelik, kuidas ta 2000 aastat tagasi suri minu pattude eest, et neid andestada.
I just bow in his presence and I say, my God and my Lord.
Ma lihtsalt kummardasin tema juures olekul ja ütlesin minu isa.
I made that decision by faith.
Ma tegin selle otsus usu läbi.
And that was many years ago.
Ja sellest on palju aastat tagasi.
And he means more to me tonight than any other time.
Ja ta on muutnud mind selle aja jooksul väga rohkem.
I love him with all my heart and I've committed everything I have to him.
Ma armastan teda kogu südamest ja olen kõik talle pühendanud.
And God gave me a wonderful wife who believes the same thing.
Ja Jumal on kinkinud mulle kauni naise.
He gave us 5 children who all follow Christ.
Ta on kinkinud meile 5 last, kes kõik on Kristus omad.
He gave us 16 grandchildren and all the grandchildren that are that old enough to receive him have done so already.
Ja mul on 16 lapselast, kui nad saavad teatud vanusesse, siis nad võtavad Kristuse vastu.
So I say to God be the glory.
Ma näen, et Jumal on auline.
Oh yes, we've had problems.
Oh, meie siiski omame probleeme.
Many problems.
Palju probleeme.
I could tell you about many of them.
Ma olen rääkinud nendest paljudest.
But always Christ is there.
Aga Kristus on alati meiega.
Because when you receive Christ, the Spirit of God comes to live within you. And always I hear that verse, be of good cheer.
Ja alati, kui me võtame Jeesuse Kristuse vastus, püha vaim asub meisse elama, ta ütleb, ole julge, ära karda.
Because you see, Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Sellepärast sa näed, et Jeesus Kristus on surnud.
And when he died on the cross, God took all of your sins and all of my sins and put them on Christ.
Ja kui Jeesus on surnud pattude eest, siis ta on võtnud meie pattud ja annud need kõik Kristuse kätte.
He took my judgment.
Ta võttis minult ära kohtumõistuse.
He took my hell.
Ta võttis ära minult põrgu.
And then he rose again from the dead.
Ja siis ta tõusis üles surmast.
He's a living Christ.
Ta on elav Kristus.
And he comes to us.
Ja ta tuleb meie juurde.
And he lives in our hearts and he can live in your family.
Ta elab meie südamed, ta elab teie perekondades.
That doesn't mean that he'll solve all your problems.
See ei tähenda, et kõik teie probleemid on nüüd lahendatud.
No, your problems may increase.
Ei, teie probleemide hulk võib isegi kasvada.
Mine did. He said that it's the road to heaven is a very narrow road.
Jeesus ütleb, et taevas riik on väga kitsas.
He said the road to hell is of destruction and judgment is a broad road.
Aga tee põrgus on väga lai ja uhke tee.
And he said the road to heaven you enter it by a narrow gate.
Ja ta ütleb, taevas riiki minnakse läbi kitsaste väravate.
And he said in view of the world's population only a few find it.
Ja ainult vähesed leiavad selle.
Are you among those few?
Kas sina oled nende hulgas?
All right, how does the road operate?
Siin on meie tee.
Here's the broad road.
Siin on lai tee.
The narrow road doesn't go that way and the broad road this way.
Ja kaks teed, nagu üks läheb ühele poole, teine teise poole.
Here's the broad road going this way.
Ja see suur tee läheb sinna.
And coming in the middle of the broad road against the stream of the evils of the world is the believer who believes in Christ.
Ja meie teed lähevad maailma kurjustest läbi ka usklik elu.
This causes friction and misunderstandings many times.
See kutsub meis esile sageli arusaamatusi ja võitlusi.
But we are to live for Christ.
Aga meie elame Kristusele.
And we are to love all those that we know and meet.
Ja meie võime kõik need temale anda me vajadust.
And then the second time he said, be of good cheer.
Ja teine kord, kui ta ütles, ole julge.
He said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Ta ütles, olge julged, mina olen see, ärge kartke.
In Matthew the 14th chapter.
Matteuse 14:27.
And the 27th verse.
27. Salm, ja.
Jesus had been preaching to large crowds of people.
Jeesus jutlustas suurele rahvahulgale.
Now many people say, well, if you preach to people, it's not very hard work, and so forth.
Ja mõned mõtlesid, et ega see meid ei puuduta.
The hardest work in the world is preaching.
Jeesus tegi kõige raskemat tööd ja see on jutlustamine.
It takes something physically and mentally and spiritually out of the preacher.
See võtab välja meilt vaimulikult kui ka füüsiliselt paljugi.
That's the reason the pastors need our prayers.
Ja see on põhjus, miks teie pastorid vajavad teie eestpalve.
And Jesus had been preaching to the people.
Ja Jeesus kõneles inimestele.
And so the disciples got in a boat to go out on the sea, on the lake.
Ja ma näen selles pildis, kuidas jüngrid läksid paati ja sõitsid järvele.
And of course, people that live in Tallinn know all about fishing.
Ja teie teate Tallinna inimesed kõige kalastamisest.
They had their nets and they had all the things to try to catch fish.
Nendel olid seal võrgud ja igasugused vahendid, kuidas kalastada.
But what did Jesus do?
Aga mida Jeesus tegi selle ajal?
Jesus withdrew himself.
Jeesus läks neist eemale.
To rest and pray.
Ta läks puhkama ja palvetama.
And he was praying all during the night.
Ja ta palvetas öö läbi.
And I've thought to myself.
Ja ma mõtlen endas.
If Jesus needed to spend so much time in prayer, how much more I need to spend in prayer?
Kui Jeesus vajas palveks nii palju aega, kui palju enam vajan seda mina.
And out on the lake, what happened?
Ja mis seal järvel sündis?
A storm came up.
Torm tõusis.
And the disciples were afraid.
Ja jüngrid kartsid.
The wind was blowing and the little boat was going up and down like that.
Tuul tõusis ja väike paat hakkas lainetel kõikuma.
And suddenly they looked up and they saw someone walking on the water.
Ja järsku jüngrid vaatsid, keegi tuleb vett mööda.
And they were even more afraid. They thought it was a ghost.
Nad mõtlesid, kes see küll võib olla.
And then Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I.
Ja Jeesus ütles, ärge kartke, see ei ole tont, vaid see olen mina.
And Peter said, Lord, help me to come to you.
Peetrus ütleb, issand, aita, ma tulen sinu juurde nüüd.
Jesus said, come on.
Jeesus ütleb, tule.
And Peter started walking on the water.
Ja Peetrus tuleb suure hooga.
But then he became afraid.
Ja siis ta vaatab ümber ja kardab.
He looked at the high waves and he felt the wind.
Ta näeb suuri lainet ja tugevat tuult tunnetab.
He took his eyes off Jesus.
Ta võtab oma silmalt Jeesuselt ära.
He began to sink.
Ta patustab.
And that's our problem many times.
Ja see on meie probleem alati.
We're in trouble.
Kui me oleme raskustes.
He is giving us courage and strength and grace and he's giving us the ability to smile.
Ta annab meile jõu ja väljavaati ja oskusega naeratada.
But then we get our mind concentrated on our problems and get our eyes off Jesus and we begin to sing.
Aga siis me hakkame mõtlema oma probleemidel ja pöörama oma silmad Jeesuselt ära ja see on patt.
How many of you are believers?
Kui palju teist on usklikud?
That have a sinking feeling.
kes vaatavad nii Jeesusele.
You don't come to church as much as you should.
Te olete tulnud täna kirikusse.
Maybe you don't pray as much as you should.
Teil on oma palved siin teiga kaas.
Maybe you don't work as hard as you should.
Teil on palved oma raske töö pärast.
And there are many things that you do that you know that a Christian should not do.
Ja teil on võib-olla teisi probleeme, mida te teate, mille eest on vaja paluda.
Peter was sinking because he took his eyes off Jesus.
Peetrus hakkas vajuma, sest ta võttis oma silmalt Jeesuselt.
But Jesus said, "It is I, be not afraid."
Aga Jeesus ütles sellel, mina ära karda.
Now, I read some time ago in England, we held one of our meetings in a town called Bristol, England, in southern England.
Ühes Lõuna-Inglismaa linnas Bristolis ma lugesin ühte niisugust teadet.
And there was a man there that became the first man to walk all by himself on the North Pole.
Ja selles linnas oli juttu ühest mehest, kes üksinda kõndis üle põhjapooluse.
Now a few days after when we finished our meetings in England, I flew to the Far East to Japan and Korea.
Ja mõned päevad pärast seda ma lendasin siis kaugitta Koreas.
When you come back to Europe, you come across the North Pole.
Ja kui te siis tagasi lendate Euroopasse, siis tulete üle põhjapooluse.
And you stop in Moscow and then your next stop is Paris.
Ja te teete peatsed Moskvas ja Pariisis.
Or you stop in Anchorage and your next stop also is Paris or London or someplace in Europe.
Ja väga paljudes paikades on peatsed.
So I told the lady that was taking care of the people on the plane, we called them stewardesses, I don't know what you call them, and I said, "Please tell me when we pass over the North Pole, I want to see it."
Ma palusin stewardessi, et ta näitaks mulle, kui me lendame üle põhjapooluse, ma tahan näha seda paika.
I looked down.
Ma vaatsin alla.
I didn't see anything but snow and ice.
Ma ei näinud midagi muud kui lund ja jääd.
I didn't see the pole.
Ma ei näinud poolust.
Because as a boy, I used to think there was a pole there.
Ma mõtlesin, seal ülevalt on.
But no, it wasn't there.
Ei, see ei ole seal.
So, but you may be facing a walk like that alone.
Ja võib-olla meiega kohtame niisuguse jalutuskäiguga või oma elus.
It may be the steps that lead to your workplace and you feel lonely.
Võib-olla need teie jalajäljed viivad teid tööpaika ja te olete üksin.
Or perhaps to your flat and you have to face all the problems at home.
Võib-olla teil on oma perekonnas probleeme.
Or perhaps you have to go to the hospital and you're alone.
Võib-olla te lähete käite haiglasse, teil on probleemid.
And then you lie on your last bed and you die alone.
Ja teie olete oma sure ja haige juures ja te tunnete raskust.
And 100 years from now, everybody in this audience will be dead.
Ja 100 aasta pärast kõik meist siin on surnud.
We'll all have our deathbed scenes.
Meie oleme juba siin valmistumas selles surmaks.
And you have to die alone.
Ja teie peate surema üksin.
Oh, no.
Oh, ei ole nii.
Jesus will be there.
Jeesus saab olema seal.
He will take your hand.
Ta võtab teie käed.
And you'll be in the arms of Christ in heaven.
Ja te olete tema tugevates kätes taevas.
3 years ago, my mother died.
3 aastat tagasi suri minu ema.
She was 89 years of age.
89 aasta vanuselt.
And she went into a coma in the last few weeks of her life.
Ta elas läbi kooma viimased nädalad oma elus.
She had already quoted many verses of scripture and told us about the people that she saw in heaven already.
Ta teadis väga palju piibisalme ja rääkis paljudest inimestest, keda ta tundis.
She told us about the music that she could hear.
Ta rääkis meile muusikast, mida ta oli kuulnud.
And everybody that went in that room felt like they were in the presence of God.
Ja paljudest asjadest ka Jumala teenistusel, nii nagu täna on palju rahvas.
And on the night she died,
ja sellel ööl, kui ta suri,
she suddenly sat up in bed.
Ta järsku tõusis üles voodist.
Her eyes were open.
Ja avas oma silmad.
A great smile on her face.
Ta näol oli naeratus.
She quoted a verse of scripture from the Psalms.
Ta tuletas meelde piibisalme.
And she said, "Praise the Lord."
Ütles tänu Issandale.
And she died.
Ja ta suri.
Now, there are many of you that are going to have to face that too.
Ja paljud meist kohtuvad samad olukordadega.
And you're going to have to face that moment.
Ja me kohtume selle olukorraga.
If you really know Christ, he'll be with you.
Kui te tõeliselt tunnete Kristust, on teie.
He said, "Be of good cheer."
Ole julge täita.
It is I, be not afraid.
Meie osan mitte karta.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy staff and thy rod, they comfort me.
Kui ma kõnniksin ka surmavarju aunus, orus on tema minuga ja ma ei karda midagi.
And then the third time Jesus used this
ja kolmas
be of good cheer
Jeesus ütles seda,
is John 16:33.
See on Johannese 16:33.
He said, here on earth you will have sorrows and tribulations.
Maailmas on teil kannatus, aga ärge kartke, mina olen maailma ära võitnud.
He had his moment of Gethsemane.
Tema olukord on sekkuda sinna.
The night before he was to die on the cross.
Täna õhtul, kui me räägime tema ristisurmast.
He was in the agony of Gethsemane.
Ja kui me tuletame meelde tema surmaagooniat.
And he was suffering.
Ja tema kannatus.
And the sins of the whole world were about to be put on him.
Ja kõigi maailma patte, mis on pandud tema õlgadele.
He had never committed a sin.
Ja temal ei olnud patte.
He was pure and holy and righteous.
Ta oli õige, ta oli puhas.
Suddenly he was to be guilty of your sins and mine.
Ja järsku ta oli hukatud minu ja sinu pattude eest.
And he said, oh God.
Ta ütles, oh Jumal.
If it be possible.
Kui see on võimalik.
Let this moment pass from me.
Luba, et see läheks minust mööda.
But not my will, but your will be done.
Aga mitte minu, vaid sinu tahe sündigu.
And every time I pray, thy will be done.
Ja iga kord, kui ma palun, ma ütlen, Jumal, sinu tahe sündigu.
When I go to pray for a sick person,
kui ma lähen ja palvetan haige inimese eest,
I always pray, God's will be done.
Siis ma alati palun, Jumal, sinu tahe sündigu.
Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Jeesus ütleb, olge julged, mina olen maailma ära võitnud.
The world of evil and sin.
See on siis see patu ja saatana maailm.
His death on the cross overcomes all sin.
Tema risti surm võitis ära kogu maailma patu.
The blood that he shed can cleanse from all sin.
Tema veri puhastab meid kõigest patust.
And that word that is in Greek for some of you that may know is kosmos.
Ja see maailm, mida kreeka keeles sageli nimetakse kosmoseks.
And in the cosmos there's a great deal of greed and lust and selfishness and ambition and sensual pleasure.
Ja selles maailmas on väga palju ebameeldivaid nähtusi, olgu see isekus.
Sometimes the cosmos is outwardly religious.
Ja sageli see maailm on ilma usunta.
And scientific and cultured and elegant.
Tal on olemas teaduslik nägu, kultuurne nägu.
As we see very often in America.
Nii nagu me sageli näeme Ameerikas.
But underneath.
Aga ta on vajaduses.
Sometimes even in the church.
Ja suures karjuvas vajaduses.
Rivalries.
Igasus kuriteod.
Jealousy.
Mõrvad.
And ambition.
Ja paljud muud taotsed.
And greed.
Ja uhkus.
And trying to get more power.
Saada rohkem jõudu.
Jesus said, I've overcome all of that.
Jeesus ütleb, ma olen need ära võitnud.
Put your trust in me.
Lootke minu peale.
Jesus met the world, the flesh and the devil, the source of all evil, and he conquered.
Jeesus võttis seda maailma pattu ja ta võitis selle ära.
He is the conquering Christ.
Tema on ära võitnud Kristus.
And our authority over the evil in our hearts is the name of Jesus Christ.
Ja tema autoriteet, see on meie südametes. Tema nimi on Jeesus Kristus.
Does Jesus control your life?
Kas Jeesus kontrollib sinu elu?
Does he control your heart?
Kas ta on sinu südames?
He can tonight.
Ta võib seda teha täna.
There was a thief dying on the cross next to him.
Te tulete ka meelde röövlit, kes suri ristil.
And this thief said this.
Ja see röövel ütles nii.
Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Issand, mõtle minu peale, kui sama kuningrikke lähed.
And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise.
Ja Jeesus ütles, täna võid sa minuga olla paradis.
All he said was, remember me.
Kõik, mida ta ütles, oli, tuleta mind meele.
And he was remembered and he was taken to heaven by Jesus.
Teda tuletate meelde, teda sai taevasse Jeesuse läbi.
And then the last time Jesus used the phrase that I want to mention.
Ja viimane kord, kui Jeesus kasutas seda
sõnumi. Is John 14.
See on Johannese 14.
He said, be of good cheer.
Ta ütles, olge julged.
Don't let your heart be troubled.
Teie süda ärgu ehkugu.
You believe in God, believe in me.
Uskuge Jumalasse, uskuge minusse.
In my father's house are many houses.
Minu isal on palju eluasemeid.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Kui see nii ei oleks, kas ma oleksin teile ütelnud?
I go to prepare a place for you.
Ma lähen teile aset valmistama.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Ja kui ma olen läinud ja teile aseme valmistunud, tulen ma jälle tagasi.
And receive you unto myself.
Ja võtan teid enese juurde.
That where I am, there ye may be also.
Et teie ka oleksite, kus mina olen.
Be of good cheer.
Olge julged.
Jesus is with us.
Jeesus on meiega.
If we put our trust and our confidence in him.
Kui me oma lootuse ja kõik paneme temale.
In the prayer that he prayed that we often repeat together.
Palves, mitä tema palus, me voimme sitä koos korjata.
He says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Sinun riik tulku, sinun tahtoni syntyy kuin taivaassa.
That prayer has never been answered.
Se palve on alati vastattu.
Except in the hearts of individuals.
Eritti sitä meidän sydämessä.
But someday the whole world is going to have peace.
Ja saapu paikkus, koko maailma muistaa ja saa sillä rahaa.
And it'll be the kingdom of God.
Se saa olemaan Jumalan riik.
Christ is coming back.
Kristus tulee takaisin.
318 times in the New Testament it indicates that Jesus is going to come back again.
318 kertaa Uudessa testamentissa räägitään, että Jeesus tulee takaisin.
This time he will not be riding on a donkey and be living in poverty.
Siis tämä ei tule enää vaesuisessa meidän keskellä.
He will come back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Tämä tulee takaisin kuin kuningat ja kuningas, isäntä ja isäntä.
There was a woman who fought against the Nazis.
Mä tuletan mieltä yhteen naista, kes võitles natsismi vastu.
She was put in the prison in the concentration camp.
Ta sattus konsentratsioonilaagrisse.
And she was in this church one time.
Ja ta oli ka kord selles kirikus.
Her name was Corrie ten Boom.
Tema nimi oli Corrie ten Boom.
And she had a little saying all the time in which she would say, the best is yet to be.
Ja tema lemmik ütlus oli, parem on ees.
A few months ago she died.
Monet kuut takaisin ta suri.
And the last words they can remember her saying was, the best is yet to be.
Ja viimeiset sanat, mitä tulette temasta mieltä, on parem on ees.
She had suffered horrible things in that concentration camp, but she had Christ in her heart.
Ta kannattas kõige suuremmat raskusi konsentratsioonilaagris, aga tal oli Kristus sydämes.
There was a soldier.
Seal oli üks sõdur.
He was in an army some years ago.
Monet aastat takaisin oli yhdessä armeessa.
And this particular army, American army, had lost a battle.
Ja se oli Amerikan armeija, oli kaotanut yhden lahingon.
And he was discouraged.
Se mies oli lootuksen kaotanut.
He was cold.
Ta oli kylmettynyt.
He was hungry.
Ta oli näljänne.
He wanted to go home.
Ta tahtis minna koju.
He wanted to see his father and his mother.
Ta tahtis nähdä oma ema ja isä.
But he had to stay a long way from home.
Aga pikk tee oli minna koju.
And so a reporter came up to him from a newspaper and said, if I could give you anything you want right now, what would it be?
Ja kui tema käest pärast küsiti, mida sa oleksid sellel hetkel soovinut, ütle seda.
He thought a moment.
Ta mõtles üks moment.
He said, give me tomorrow.
Ja ta ütles, antke mulle tulevik, homne päev.
Tomorrow belongs to the believers.
Homne päev kuulub usklikele.
Because we have Christ in our hearts.
Sest me omame Kristust oma südames.
So be of good cheer.
Olge julged.
No matter what our conditions are.
Ei ole olenemata sellest, millises olukordus elame.
We trust him.
Me loodame temale.
Do you trust him?
Kas sa usud teda, usaldad teda?
What do you have to do?
Mida sa pead tegema?
Three things.
Kolm asja.
First.
Esiteks.
Repent of sin.
Kahetsema pattu.
The word repentance means to change.
Kahetsus se tähendab muutus.
To change your mind.
Oma muutust oma mõistuses.
About God, about yourself.
Jumalast ja iseenesest.
And your way of living.
Ja oma eluteest.
You live for Christ.
Ela Kristusele.
And then the second thing.
Teine asi.
By faith you receive him.
Usu läbi võtta teda vastu.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name.
Ja nii palju kui teda vastu võtsid, neil andis ta meelevalla saada Jumala lasteks.
Just believe.
Usu lihtsalt.
That means that you commit yourself.
See tähendab seda, et sa usaldad ennast tema kätte.
I was in the DDR preaching 2 years ago.
Kaks aastat tagasi kõnelesin Saksa Demokraatlikus Vabariigis.
And I preached in many Lutheran churches.
Ja muuses ma kõnelesin paljudes luteri kirikutes.
And this used to be a Lutheran church.
Ja ma olen kuulnud, et see oli ka luteri kirik.
And the Lutheran churches have their pulpits very high.
Ja seal on need kanslid väga kõrgel.
And I was in one pulpit.
Ma olin ühel väga kõrgel kanslil.
And it was shaking.
Ja see kõikus kogu
aeg. And I was looking very far down to the people.
Ma vaatasin seda, et kas ma kukkusin ümber nüüd järsku.
And I began to, my mind began to go this way.
Ja ma mõtlesin niimoodi.
And I thought to myself, I'm going to fall.
Ja ma mõtlesin, kui ma nüüd siit kukkun.
And the man that was translating for me is here tonight, and he thought, I think, the same thing.
Ja mõnikord me võime mõtelda niisugust mõtted.
And I kept on.
Ja ma hoidsin tagasi.
Preaching.
Kõneles.
And I said, God help me.
Ma ütlesin, Jumal aita mind nüüd.
Help me not to fall.
Luba, et ma mitte kukuks.
Help me to keep my mind on Christ.
Luba, et ma hoiaksin oma mõistuse Kristuse.
And in that moment he helped me.
Ja sellel momentil ta aitas mind.
Now I had never been in that I had never been in this pulpit before.
Ma ei ole ka kunagi enne siin kantsli olnud.
But when I came up here,
kui ma tulin üles,
I knew that the people of Estonia build strong things.
Ma tean, et Eesti mehed ja naised ehitavad tugevad ehitused.
So I didn't get down and examine it.
Ma ei hakanud seda proovima.
And see if it would hold two men.
Ja proovisin, kas ta kannab kahte meest üleval.
I believed it would.
Ma uskusin sõna.
I committed myself to it.
Ma usaldasin ennast selle tugevuse.
I come to the cross.
Ma tulin Kristuse all, risti alla.
And I believe that Jesus died for me.
Ja ma usun, et Jeesus Kristus on surnud minu
eest. And I commit my life to him.
Ma andsin oma elu temale.
Without reservation.
Ilma igasugust eeltingimusteta.
And I say, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of my life.
Ma ütlesin, Issand, nüüd oled sina minu elu, Issand.
And then the third thing.
Ja kolmas asi nüüd.
You follow Christ.
Järgi Kristust.
You obey his commandments.
Allu tema käskudele.
And what was the commandment we read?
Ja mis käskudest me luges?
Love one another.
Armastage üks.
That's the big commandment.
See on kõige suurem käsk.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and all thy soul, and your neighbor as yourself.
Sa pead armastama Jumalat oma südamest ja hingest ja oma naabrit samuti.
Now I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Ja nüüd ma küsin teilt ühe väga tõsise küsimuse.
I've seen people respond to this question in various ways by the thousands all on every continent in over 60 countries.
Ma olen näinud inimesi tuhandete kaupa vastamas sellele küsimusele üle 60 maal.
Would you like to open your heart to Christ tonight?
Kas sa tahad avada oma süda Kristusele täna õhtul?
Would you like to open your heart to him in a new way?
Kas sa tahad avada oma elu uueks teeks?
Would you like to rededicate yourself tonight?
Kas sa tahad ennast üle anda teda? Temale.
And say, I want to be a true follower of Christ.
Ja ütelda, ma tahan olla tõeline Kristuse järgi.
Or perhaps you're receiving him for the first time.
Kõik, kes ei ole teda vastu võtnud ja täna tahad esimest korda teha.
Whatever it is.
Kõik võivad seda teha.
In a moment we're going to have a prayer.
Ja nüüd me läheme ja palvetame.
How many of you would like to raise your hand and say tonight, I want Christ to have all of me.
Kui palju teist tõstad oma käe ja ütled, ma tahan Kristust oma südames hoida? Siin.
Now you can put your hands down.
Laske oma käed alla.
Many people.
Ja palju inimesi.
Now God knows your heart.
Jumal teab teie südant.
My job is to scatter seed, the seed of the word of God.
Minu kohus on külvata Jumala sõna seemet.
To proclaim the gospel.
Kuulutada evangeeliumi.
From now on it is the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
Ja nüüd algab püha vaimu töö teie hinges.
To help you to live for Christ.
Ta aitab teid elada Kristuse jaoks.
And you promise that tonight by the raising of your hand.
Ja teie olete tõotanud seda, te tahate seda vastu võtta.
Let us pray.
Palume koos. Tõuseme üles.
Our Father and our God, we do thank thee for these people that have listened tonight so attentively.
Taevane Isa, me täname nende inimeste eest, kes täna õhtul on sinu sõnumit kuulanud.
May thy word not return void.
Luba, et sinu sõnumi tuleks tagasi tühjalt.
But accomplish that which you want it to accomplish.
Täitku see selle ülesande, mida see on temale pandud.
And those that raise their hand especially.
Ja eriti need, kes tõstsid oma käed üles.
We pray that the Spirit of God will come into their hearts.
Me palume seda, et püha vaim tuleks nende südametesse.
Give them assurance that their sins are forgiven.
Anna neile see kindlus, et nende patud on andeks antud.
That they have eternal life.
Et neil on igavene elu.
And for those that rededicated themselves,
ja need, kes ennast taas üle annavad,
we know that you love them and receive them.
Me teame, et sina armastad neid ja võtad nad vastu.
Even though they might have wandered away from your path.
Ja võibolla nemad on mööda käinud sinust kaua aega.
We thank thee for what thou hast done on this night.
Me täname sellest, mis on tehtud täna õhtul.
Go with us back to our homes.
Mine koos meiega nyt me kodudesse.
Bless our families.
Õnnistame perekondi.
Bless those we work with.
Õnnistame töökaaslasi.
We commit ourselves afresh and anew to you tonight.
Me anname ennast uuesti värskelt sinule üle täna õhtul.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.